Russia's constitution guarantees men and women equal employment, but a section of the country's labor code states that women should not do hard physical labor that entails harmful or dangerous conditions. In 2000, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed off on an updated list of no-can-do jobs for women. It includes nearly 500 positions, including chimney sweep, firefighter, blacksmith, steelworker, diver, and metro train operator. Student Anna Klevitz applied for the metro train operator job and was denied. As a result, she filed a discrimination lawsuit with Russia's Supreme Court. She argued that women can already drive buses, trams, and trolleys. Why not metro trains? Yevgeny Nasanov is with the Kremlin-aligned Young Russia Foundation, an organization that promotes Russian family values. He says the job restrictions make sense. Nasanov says he thinks there are several jobs and professions that women should not do. For instance, he doesn't think women should defend their country and that men should protect their homeland. He says that women should stay at home and take care of children and the family. Masha Lipman, a political analyst with the Carnegie Moscow Center, says she's not surprised that such a list exists.
Such lists do not get revised very often. I don't think Putin looked deeply into it, and I don't think a president should. Putin, of course, signed it in his capacity of the Russian president. I think it's the job of the society.
Anna Klevitz agrees. She says she was hoping her lawsuit would help change the way Russian society views women. But that hope was dashed recently when Russia's Supreme Court upheld the ban on female train drivers. Irina Vasanova is a teacher in her late 50s. She thinks it's sad that women cannot do the same jobs as men.
В советское время часто советские женщины ремонтировали.
She says that in Soviet times, women could repair roads and railways. She says women did very hard masculine work. Analyst Lipman says it appears that the days of women working alongside men in most any job are long gone.
I think we can't say with certainty that there is not much interest in, this is an overstatement, there is no interest in gender issues at large in Russia.
Despite the Supreme Court's ruling, Klevitz says she's not giving up on her dream to drive a metro train. She says she'll appeal to a St. Petersburg court to challenge the working conditions in the city's metro stations in an attempt to make conditions more suitable for women. Several attempts to reach the Supreme Court for comment were unsuccessful. Jessica Gollahert for VOA News, Moscow.